these facts and figures you're giving me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
So I select killers, and here's a detail page. You have the box art, the rating, the runtime, you know, supporting, you know, metadata information, synopsis, cast and crew information. Go ahead and select trailer. We can watch a trailer, so it's just streaming.
That's good quality as well, yeah.
Yeah, it looks nice. So, let me get that. Let me just stop that. So I watched the trailer. I think it's great. You could also, we have another feature called Add to Wish List. So if I want to add this to my wish list and make that purchase decision later on, I can do that. What's great about the wish list is it also stores that in your Oxio Now cloud. So you can access that wish list across any device and make that purchase on any of these devices. But let's just go ahead and buy it. Just like buy. It's just a confirmation page.
And you got gift cards as well, so
yeah, we support gift cards, yep. And here, if you notice, it's now in my Roxio Now library.
So that's instantly happened. You haven't
instantly.
Not even refresh that screen, that's come up.
Yeah. I think we set it to refresh about every 5 seconds, but yeah. I mean, it's instant. And as you noticed here, one of our UX goals is to make the discovery process fast and easy for them to find their content, purchase it, and play it. Just a couple clicks, I purchased it, and I can go ahead and select watch now. Now I can watch that movie.
So you've already put your credit card details in your account,
yes.
So you don't have to fiddle about on the phone trying to put in your credit card
right.
Number.
You can do that. I mean, you could register on the website, you could register on the phone, which includes, you know, all your user information, your credit card information. It's just a simple two-step process on the phone or on the website. But yeah, in this, I've already created that account and signed in on these various devices. So here we're watching the movie, and, you know, let's say I'm in a cafe and I'm watching this, and, you know, the wife calls, it's time to go home and eat some dinner.
So I'm gonna
go ahead and stop playback. And when I stop playback on any Roxio Now powered device, it takes that information and where you were in the movie, the time code, and it saves it in your Roxio Now library. Now I can resume that movie across any of the Roxio Now powered devices.
At that point, so you can
at that point,
get home and watch it on.
Yep. So I get home and having dinner with the wife, so I use my iPad. So I want to finish watching Killers. So it's a very similar UI. We just take advantage of this larger screen real estate to have more. Whoops. Excellent. Selected a movie.
Is there any way you could maybe put it onto the internal storage, or is it definitely just streaming, obviously, for the copyright?
I'm going to go through that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So here, you know, there's, you know, all these new releases, again, day and date, but very similar UI. I'm just going to go ahead and select my Roxio Now library. Whoops. Select all. It's going to bring up the same content. I'm going to select Killers. And now I can resume it.
That's good. I mean, it's people's lives that get less and less free time, so this is what you need, really, to be able to sort of split that time when you've got it.
Yeah, so here, once our Wi-Fi allows us, it's going to resume. Whoops. It's going to resume, I think, a whopping 15 seconds in where I stopped it on the other device. But you can do this across mobile devices, connected Blu-ray players, connected TVs.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, the same Samsung TV that's connected has a service. I use it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
So there we go. Zoom in playback.
Fantastic. It was just purely the plane scene there. I thought, well, you might not have Wi-Fi on a plane, but what if you wanted to watch your downloaded content there?
I swear we didn't prep him for this, but that was a great
that's a great lead. So this is an online solution, and actually this is the end of the demo for the online solution. We're handing it over to Frank that's going over the offline, so
the offline solution. So as Steve was saying, you're at home, you're kind of, I guess you may be prepping for a business trip. You want to load some content on the device, especially if you have children. You want to load some kind of family content to keep them busy on the plane or on the road. So with all of the DivX certified devices that are powered by the Roxio Now store, there is that offline solution where you can take the same content that you purchased, your library of content here, and be able to just download it directly to any of the DivX certified devices. So this is the LG Optimus 2X, DivX HD certified.
This was announced at the show.
Yeah.
So if you load the same storefront on here, and you log into the same account, you get the same library that's up on there. So you're able to...
That's a new film you've just purchased there.
Yes. So this is a new one. Able to download it. I mean, it's going to take forever to download. We're not going to go through the whole download process. But I did pre-download the animation there.
How big are these files, roughly? I mean, for, say, you know, a normal-size movie.
I would say 700 megabytes to maybe 1.5 gigabytes, depending on how long
the story. If there's subtitles and if there's multiple audio and things like that, it could be a little bit larger. But that's for a standard definition full-length movie, it's about that.
That's okay with the storage cards that are in most of the phones nowadays. That's loads of
16 gigabyte storage cards and also internal memory, so you can store it in there directly to there. So Alpha and Omega, it's already downloaded. It can play it directly on the device. So this does not require any network connection.
No.
It's already loaded, preloaded on the device, and it's optimized for the display because through the certification, make sure that this content will play on this device because it's natively supported in the hardware. Make sure it's optimal bit rates, optimal resolution.
Yeah.
Audio video sync is all.
So it's never going to go out of sync. But how do you stop people sort of stick, you know, USB mass storage in there? Let's just rip it and just copy it and share it with somebody else that hasn't paid for it, maybe.
So all of these files that you can download from these services are all DRM protected.
Cool.
And for DivX certified devices are DivX DRM protected.
And that's so every one of the 400 million certified devices out there is integrated with our DRM. And that's now being able to support the download of these premium services.
Yeah. That's a key point, I think, because there's so much piracy out there.
And, absolutely.
Yeah. Especially on the Android.
Unfortunately, most of the movies are probably DivX probably encoded.
Yeah. We did our jobs well and created a very good encoder. You know, we certainly don't create any of the technologies that are around, you know, breaking encryption or anything like that. Consumers obviously use them for that fashion, but very clearly we have the technologies that we need to support premium services and protect it. And, you know, we're approved by most of the Hollywood studios, and you know, basically supported on all the devices. So.
That's great. I mean, for me personally, that's what I would want, to be able to keep the kids happy in the back of the car.
And as you were saying, you want to be able to take this content off this device, and that's where all the DivX certified devices allows you to access, store all the content on your device, and be able to access it across all the other DivX certified devices.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You can download it directly to the phone or the tablet first, or you can download it to the PC and then take it to, you know, other devices or to the mobile. It can go either way.
Okay, so if I've downloaded that movie you've downloaded there, and I wanted to put it on here, would I have to re-download it onto that, or could I just ship it?
You take that specific file.
Ah, that's good.
So okay. As part of our DRM, you're able to register up to 6 devices, including your PC. Mm. And then you can take that content, because it's registered to you, on any of your devices.
Cool.
That same file.
Yeah.
That's very key.
You can physically take that same file, take it off the micro SD or the internal memory, and copy it and silo it to other devices. Or we can, through the different connectivity options on mobile devices now, especially DLNA. So this is the DLNA app on this Samsung Galaxy Tab, which is also certified for DivX HD. So through the DLNA, you're able to access the same file on there, the LG Optimus 2X. And then select playback device. So this is my tab. So I can actually watch that same content that I downloaded, the file that I have, and play it on this device wirelessly on the network.
Yeah. And when you say it was optimized for that device, it will still look good on the TV or on the other devices.
I mean, technically, the DivX file is hard coded, right? So you're downloading a DivX 720p HD file, and that will play back on all the devices. That those file characteristics don't change. It's different than the adaptive streaming that's happening in the actual streaming, per, you know, the the demonstration that Steve showed you.
So this is just taking the file and playing it over the DLNA network in your home.
Well, no, I think that this is key really to Android because their media experience compared to iPod, iPads, you know, they've got it all wrapped up with the store. And the amount of people I saw on the plane over here with, you know, a small iPad or something watching movies, probably nobody watching movies on Android devices, so this is pretty key for it then.
We think so.
Yeah, definitely.
And then being able to output the same content to the big screen.
Yeah.
You can do the same thing over DLNA. So you can select, instead of selecting, so I'm accessing the content on this device.
So that's your sort of data store.
It's kind of my the centerpiece of your media center
in a way.
Center. You just lay it down, you have all the content available there. You're able to access that same content, but this time output it directly to the TV. So it's taking the content from here, controlling it there, automatically on the TV.
Yeah, it's really, I think it's actually really just being sent directly to the device, but this is just the control mechanism.
Yeah, yeah.
And vice versa,
it could be like you can switch it. Very expensive remote control, in a way.
It's just one of the ways that you can share the content. I think right now with the Wi-Fi connection, it's taking a little bit of time to send it over, but...
Don't worry, I've just been sat in the media center, in the press center, so it's exactly the same there. Everybody's going, come on, upload fast.
This is really, this use case and why we're showing this, you know, over taking in a micro SD, because you can literally take that micro SD card, put it into the tab, put it into another phone, and it'll work the same.
But it's fiddly, isn't it? Yeah.
But you have to actually physically go do that. But when we look at this, this is also an opportunity for the value of certification, right? Because these mediums and all this different software that are allowing connectivity are not being tested today for playback of all of the thousands of contents that the consumers already have or they're in the process of purchasing. And that's really, I think, a good opportunity for us. And that's why we see especially the tablet market just really being a huge growth area for us.
Yeah.
And especially if we had a growth year, you know, our record growth year last year, this year is looking even better for mobile.
There's going to be more and more tablets. I know, obviously, Samsung, they're going to announce a new version of that, the Galaxy 2, and then there's other tablets out there. So many tablets now coming in. That's great. That looks really good.
And 720, right?
This one is...
Yes, so that's playing 720.
Playing up to 720. Yeah.
But the files are 720.
Fantastic.
So that's, I mean, I guess just to wrap it all up, the previous 10 years, you know, DivX has really been focused on a disconnected user experience, right? It's, you know, devices hadn't really been connected, so taking it on a physical optical disc or, you know, the last couple of years, USB drives or hard drives, now moving to wireless over DLNA, now combine that into the connected world that is Roxio now for streaming directly to devices, you know, we're in a very unique position to offer the consumer and support every use case that they really want. They want to stream it directly, they want to follow the downloading, well, fine, we have that. They want to download it, take it to any device, we have that solution.
Yeah.
Now, the last piece that we'll demonstrate, we'll move over here, before you go on your way, is DivX TV. We're also have a technology demonstration on Galaxy tab, but for Android devices. And I'll pass this over to David Holland, our product manager.
Hi, David.
Hi.
Hey, Ross.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, and likewise.
Yeah, so we've seen a little bit about how the DivX certification provides for a high-quality experience and interoperability amongst mobile devices, you know, for your personal content as well as for the purchase of premium content. But with DivX TV, which is an internet TV service, we've taken that same approach but provided compatibility and a high-quality experience for what is largely stream-free internet video. It can be from across you know, hundreds of different sites on the web today. So if you've used Voxy or Google TV or some of these, you know, over-the-top platforms, you'll often find an inconsistent experience, but some of the video sites don't work, or some load up in a browser, and others load up in an individual app, and it's just it's inconsistent. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but it's less than optimal. And so with DivX TV, we've taken the best internet video on the web, aggregated it together, and presented it in a high-quality way that represents TV, kind of what users are used to with a navigational style that you use with your TV remote, and it's all presented together in a very easy-to-use way. So this is what we're looking at now. I'll actually drop out into The Blu-ray player main menu here, so you can kind of see where we live. This is a production LG Blu-ray player. It's in market now, available in the U.S. We're actually running on all of LG's Blu-ray players and home theater systems in the U.S. market right now. So here's the Netcast screen, which you may or may not be familiar with. It varies by country. So in the U.S., this is what it looks like. All of these are paid apps, you know, so this is subscription video, transactional VOD, you know, premium sports app, and every one of those you have to have a credit card or an account to get started. The VIX TV here is unique in that once you load it up, you've got hundreds of shows to watch immediately, 10,000 plus videos on demand, all organized well, all optimized for this system. So it's a great way to really start getting engaging with all these different kinds of content. And it's free to the end user initially, but it's kind of a freemium model where over time we'll be you know, offered subscription channels, more premium stuff. We've got a number of content partners that we'll be implementing through the service relatively soon that are for purchase shows and services. So as you'll notice, video begins playing immediately. Just like turning on your TV, there's always something playing in the next TV. We've got the ability to feature new shows as they come online, so it's good visibility for our content partners. And this is licensed content, too. So over 200 shows available today. We're constantly adding stuff, and this is all pushed from the cloud, so we can, you know, add new shows on a weekly basis if we want. It doesn't require any involvement from the end user or from the OEM, because we're all pushing this down and controlling the lineup. And it's a curated service, too, so as we add new partners, we're giving them, you know, promotional placement. We put the best content at the top. As stuff becomes stale or doesn't work, we can pull it down. And so it's like an online television network that we're maintaining here. You know, worthy of sitting next to Netflix and Cinema Now, but it's a high-quality curated service that's more than just the kind of experience you would get with a podcast aggregator or something like that. So I'll step through the UI just a little bit here. We've got genres on the left-hand side, and as we move to the right, so within news, these are a couple of our content partners. CBS News, we've got a couple different shows. We're moving just, you know, right into deeper levels in the menu here. And then you get to individual episodes with a description of what's playing and what's coming up next. You can go full screen at any time. And change channels just like you would on your TV. So if I were to put the remote down, I'd be watching the evening news.
Yeah, it's like a TV experience, isn't it? Like you say, the media's already running, so you sort of drop into it straight away.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can mark shows as favorites if you'd like. You can block shows, you know, create a pin, parental controls, things like that. The gist of it is just hundreds of shows, free. It's all guaranteed to work. Okay. We've got 24/7 monitoring. It all goes through a QA process. There's an adapter built for every one of these sites. So it's something that, and because this is licensed content too, it's something that our device partners can promote, you know, as part of their device. You know, get CBS News, Associated Press, and all that through Divix TV on your devices. And we've had really good uptake. Got a lot of users, consistent growth, you know, good usage. So when people are coming in, they're actually spending a lot of time with it, watching multiple shows.
Yeah.
And it's because these are recognized brands, it's free content, you don't have to create an account. And so people drop in and spend time, and then over time there will be more and more premium content. And so that's how we'll make money through the system. We've also got running on an Android, as I mentioned. So same lineup that you would see on the TV. Same service, same shows, all just different clients.
Can you get this now on any Android, or is this just...
This is... So the Blu-ray player is live. This is a technology demonstration. We're showing it here at the show. It's not in market yet. But it's really because this is a native Android app, this can run on anybody's cell phone very easily. So, that's the gist of it. It's the best of the web, available on any connected device or any platform, all aggregated together.
Yeah.
It's a great experience. I mean, having used this for a while, compared to some of the more, let's say, complex platforms like Boxy and Google TV, this is a more focused experience around internet video playback. And because there's that dedication to that and attention, and not trying to be the widget or app launcher for everybody, we're able to deliver an easier to use experience.
That is really good. I mean, that's interesting as well, because, I mean, can you do the same thing, sort of download TV shows for later viewing, or is it streaming on this one?
You know, we have lots of technologies for that, but with the agreements we have with our content partners, this is all streaming only, no download. They're making it available on the web for free, but this is not a download model. They want to control the experience. And so, for example, with CBS News, you know, we kind of provide all the programming lineup over here, where they get placement in our show and what genres. But this is all provided by them. So it's their metadata, their shows. You know, as they expire videos, they control the feeds, and so it's. You know, they get to control that experience associated with the brand, what the shows look like. And we're not downloading, we're not reformatting, we're not storing. It's all, you know, they control the feeds. And that's a big part of you know, the agreements we have in place with them, is that we guarantee a certain presentation style and rights around their content. And so we could do download, you know, transfer amongst all your devices. DivX has the technology, but for now, the content agreements are such that it's just streaming.
That's great. Yeah. That's really good. I'm just going to take a couple of shots of the screen, if that's all right,
yeah, sure.
And then I'll just stop this recording.